Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. And very shortly, the New Trends Journal will be coming out. And here's the cover. You got it? October surprise. False flag coming. Yep. Get ready. It's coming. Time is ripe. What's going on geopolitically, economically, and the presidential reality show. And that's right. Your people's mind off everything except the false flag. Ah, the Russians hacked our banking system. Oh, they bombed and killed, but they'll make up something in the run-up to the election. Will it happen? Yeah. Most likely. On to the markets. The Dow is down today about 325 points. The S&P fell 0.76%, and the NASDAQ was down about 1%. How come? Because there's a global slowdown going on, and that is a big part of our economic update. Look at the data coming out of China. Look what's going on over in Germany. It's in a recession. The second largest economy, China, is going down. All that fake money that they pumped into it and boosted the stock markets up, and now they're down from when they hit a high around October 6th and 7th. And in the third largest economy, in the world, the largest in Europe, Germany. They're in recession. Basically, technically. Not all the data's out, but that's where it is. So there's a serious slowdown going on. And you saw what happened with oil prices. You know, overall, you know, Brent crude went down almost 4% today. Why? Well, Netanyahu told the United States we won't bomb a Iranian nuclear facility or an oil field. What are you kidding me? Oh, you're going to believe Netanyahu? But look how low oil prices are. Why? Because the data coming out of China, who is the world's largest importer of oil. It stinks. And all this phony money that they pumped in to pump up their stock markets, hey, yeah, the Hang Seng ain't hanging very high. One index after another, that was a phony boost. So again, we detail it very, very thoroughly in your economic update about what's going on and what you might want to do. And gold prices, I got to get the numbers right. I mix up the numbers sometimes. I was never good at numbers. I failed algebra. They made me go to summer school. I failed it again. So I got what they called in New York. I didn't get an academic diploma. I only got a general diploma. I got left back in the fifth grade. I barely got out of high school. I hated every day of school. Government school, as Judge Andrew Napolitano calls it. Anyway, gold was up $13 today. $2,662. And when we made the trend forecast, a golden year for gold, gold was $2,041. An ounce, up over $620 an ounce. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you what nobody else is. Oh, BBC just announced they're cutting up 100 people. There's no journalism. It's all gone, all dead. Oh, they just did away with Sputnik. That's right. Biden administration closed them down. Free speech, F you. Again, like them, dislike them. As trend forecasters, as they say, you know, the Israel war going on. We subscribe to Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. We pay for it. don't have to pay to go to Jerusalem Post and Times of Israel, but we go there too. And we go to Al Jazeera to get an Arab news, to get what the Arabs are saying and others. Middle East Monitor, Middle East Eye. Oh, and then we go to Press TV, IRNA, ISNA, and Tehran Times to hear what the Iranians are saying. Oh, and we go to Russia Today, and we used to go to Sputnik, but no more. You need to know what everybody's saying, and then you make your forecasts. This is what they're saying. This is the way we analyze it, and this is where we see it going. But they're killing it. So listen, if you want to keep the truth going, support the Trends Journal. You know, we're very thankful for all the subscribers that we have. But, you know, considering how many people are viewing this and how many subscribe to this channel, and you look at the comments and the people that subscribe to it on YouTube, there's nothing like it in the world. Nothing. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. So, you know, they keep shadow banning us, and we got to get out there because we're given what nobody else is. So going back, you know, you're looking at some of the headlines, and this just came out from a Times of Israel. U.S. gives Israel 30 days to address Gaza aid crisis, threatens to curb weapons supply. How's that for total fucking...
That was bullshit.
30 days... The people are suffering in front of your eyes, and you're going to keep giving them weapons to keep slaughtering the people. What are you kidding me? Of course we're kidding you. Don't you remember all the shit spewing out of the mouth of that little fucking arrogant daddy's boy, Blinken? Oh, yeah, the Blinken guy that plays the guitar when he goes to visit the piano player who plays the piano with his penis, Zelensky. Yo, that guy. About all the bullshit of a ceasefire is coming. Oh, now they don't talk about that anymore. 30 days? This is going on over a year. These people are homeless. Everything they own is bombed to ruins. But we'll keep giving you the weapons to keep the killing spree going, though. Don't worry about it. Anyway, on to your Trends Journal. Again, this thing's going to keep ramping up. And the bullshit that Netanyahu's not going to attack Iran and oil prices aren't going up. Again, I mean, if you believe Biden, you believe Netanyahu, yeah. Then Moses came down with 10 commandments. So if you believe any cartoon you want. Again, the economic update, it's so important what's going on. And... again, you're looking at the markets. The Hang Seng today plunged 4%. China's CSI 300, almost 3%. It's down. That one's down 9% from the phony October 8th high. That's why we're mentioning this. These things are artificially boosted. And then again, when you look at the S&P 500, three companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, own 88% of it. And then you put the whole number together. The 1% now own 54% of all the equity markets, the richest people, the 1%. The top 10% in America own, when you put it all together, 93% of the equity markets. I'm mentioning this, it's a rigged game. It has, Wall Street has zero to do with Main Street. So that's what we got here. There was an article, this guy, Commerce Bank, said oil prices, gold prices have plateaued. Oh, did they make a forecast for the top trends of 2024? That it'll be a golden year for gold? Gold has not peaked. And I have to tell you, there hasn't been a sharp downturn in it. It may come, but being that it's gone up this long without a downward pitch, it's very significant. And again, I've been at this a lot of years. I began buying gold in the late 1970s. I never saw it go up like this and stay high. So yeah, it's going to come down, but we see a much higher level because they're going to keep lowering interest rates. And the lower the interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go, plus all of the geopolitical instability. So it's number one safe haven. And what else do we have here? Half of Americans unable to pay basic bills on time as consumer confidence keeps slumping. And again, you look at the data, it's all there. Again, trends on the global economic front, what's going on with China, what's going on in Europe, German steelmakers, Volkswagen. Again, not only is this year going to be a down year for Germany, next year is going to be another year for recession as we see it. Israel sends thousands of troops into Lebanon as Netanyahu escalates war. So as Netanyahu came out and said that they're not going to attack Iran's oil fields, we heard from that guy Gallant, who's the IDF head, saying that there's going to be a deadly pinpoint, accurate, and surprising attack on Iran. This is serious. Again, Iran is a very advanced military. Don't believe the
bullshit detected. Take precautions.
That you hear from the prostitute media. There are 91 million Iranians versus 9 million Israelis, 20% of which, by the way, are Arab. So again, I'm not great at math, but you could figure that one out. This is Persians are an advanced society. And they got thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of drones and missiles, probably hundreds of thousands. And they're not going to be able to knock them all out. And again, our greatest fear is nuclear war, the Samson option, that Israel goes nuclear if they lose. What else? Iran's president criticizes U.S., Europe for unconditional support for Israel. So read it and you decide. You decide what he says. Is it accurate or inaccurate? Israel targets peacekeepers in Lebanon. Yep. Do anything they want. Now they're telling them to leave. And they're saying they're not going to leave. Iran says it will continue to support Lebanon and resistance movement. And Israel says they're going to keep bombing it. So again, look at what's going on. Analyze it as we read our analysis and our trend forecasts. And you can see where this is going. Palestinians burned alive in tent camp outside Al-Aqsa Hospital. But we're going to wait 30 days, and you better give them more aid, or else we're going to cut off our weapons. That's the fucking
bullshit level.
From the United States government. And again, Trump or Harris, it's pro-Israel on either side. And what else do we have here? A featured guest article by Phil Giraldi. You ready for this? Who is in charge of U.S. foreign policy? You got to read this. He makes it clear. It's not we the people. We're just plantation workers of Slavelandia. You got it? Featured guest article by John Anisha Whitehead. Disinformation isn't the problem. Government cover-ups and censorship are the problem. You got it. And a featured guest, this is a really important one, by Dr. Joseph Mercola, The Hidden History of Our Modern Food System. How big tobacco shapes what we eat. Oh, this is funny. PepsiCo's sales were down, and here is more. Total horseshit from the guy running the show. By the way, I did work for Pepsi back in the day. They used to hire me for trends. And they're saying that the sales are down because people are eating more healthy. Who the fuck are you talking to? The obesity rates are off the charts. You look at where this country is going. As I said, you don't have to, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus went out of business. You don't have to step right up and see the freak show. All you got to do is look outside. They're walking up and down the street everywhere. Now, people aren't eating healthier. The sales are going down because people have less dough. Got it? And there is no market to Trends in the Markets by Gregory Mannarino. This guy knows a lot more about the markets than I do. He's a pro in it. Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran. And again, he's the technocracy man. And it's just, you know, a couple of his books here. Some number of them. Yeah. The Synthetic Devolution. You get this on Amazon. Be Human, one after another. We're giving you in Technocracy the sad details of what's going forward over here. Trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics. Outgoing Russian ambassador to U.S. warns of nuclear confrontation. That's right. Hey, but did Taylor Swift get laid last night? I mean, that's the news. Presidential reality show. Warmonger Harris identifies Iran as U.S. top adversary. Didn't you know that? Aren't you all concerned about Iran? Oh, my God. They taught us to hate Iran when they overthrew the Shah. Again, I wrote about it in my book, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. That's how I became a trend forecaster. They never talked about the United States overthrow of the President Mossadegh in 1953 and by rotten hell, Winston Churchill, that fucking freaky looking shithead that imbeciles look up to, a warmongering little fuck. And Kermit Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt's grandson, a great grandson, that the CIA and the MI6 overthrew Mossadegh in 53. Because he was democratically elected president of Iran, had the nerve, the gall to say, nah, that oil does not belong to Anglo-Iranian Oil, better known today as BP, or Standard Oil, better known today as ExxonMobil. It belongs to the Iranian people. No, it doesn't. It belongs to us, the UK and the US. Like I say, you think we would have invaded Iraq if their major export was broccoli? You think we're in Syria? Oh, we're getting ISIS? No, we're stealing oil on the eastern coast of Syria. One after another. It's all here. Adversary, Lebanon, no, Iran. And Trends in AI by Ben Davis. AI, we own you. So there you got it. And don't forget tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge Andrew Napolitano. You're not going to want to miss it. There's nobody that knows more about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights than Judge Andrew Napolitano. If you know anybody, let me know. And how they're robbing us, and we get writing about it in the magazine, of our life, liberty, in the pursuit of happiness. And remember, look at the cover of your Trends Journal. You better get ready for that October surprise. False flag coming? Right around the corner. See you tomorrow.